Based on U.S. Census statistics, women in 2016 earned 80 cents for every dollar earned by a man, a 20% difference. In New York State, the gap is reported at closer to 11%. But Sherry Scavone, executive director of the Western New York Women's Foundation, says that number is misleading. It's skewed by more favorable New York City statistics.
So if you look at New York City as a subset of New York, it's really a very, or you look at our area, outside of New York, that pay gap is larger than New York State is reported.
And according to the same U.S. Census numbers, the gap is far worse for women of certain ethnic groups. African American women earn only 63% of what white male counterparts earn, and other minorities, including Native American, Pacific Islander, and Alaska Native, earn no more than 57 cents on the dollar. Three bills have been introduced in Washington to close the gender pay gap and prohibit employers from asking about salary history before making a job offer. Patricia Michelli is with the Buffalo branch of the American Association of University Women. She says there's cause for concern because the Trump administration recently eliminated an Obama administration regulation requiring disclosure of gender and race along with employee wages.
Pay transparency alone will not solve the pay gap problem. But without it, employees and regulators won't have the evidence they need that a problem exists at a particular company, and employers will face less pressure to fix it.
Supporters of closing the pay gap say women represent 80% of the economy's purchasing power. By continuing to give them lower earnings, society is hurting its overall economy. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.